with my co-mechanic, Hops. For today's podcast, I'm going to talk about how to treat your car like a member of the family. To demonstrate, I'm going to use Vanzilla and all the people in the house who have the privilege of driving her. Mom, Dad, Lori, and Lenny. I may have had to be a little sneaky about luring them out here.
Hey, kiddo, we got your note.
It's so sweet of you to treat us to ice cream.
Can't wait to get my mint chip on!
Me too. I'll drive.
Nobody's driving anywhere yet. First, I thought we'd have a little chat about the most important member of the family.
Your mother?
Your father?
Mr. Grouse?
Me?
No, I'm talking about Vanzilla.
Vanzilla? That's ridiculous. It's just a car.
Don't worry, girl. She doesn't know what she's saying. Lori, who takes you to the city to see Bobby?
Well, I guess Vanzilla.
And Dad, who's the only family member who doesn't complain when you sing oldies at the top of your lungs?
What? Those are classics! But yes, I see your point. Vanzilla.
Mom, where's the only place you can go for a soundproof scream after parent-teacher conferences?
I didn't know you knew about that. But Vanzilla.
And Lenny, who's always up for a trip to the mall?
Mr. Grouse?
Ooh, we're going to the mall? Great! I need a belt I can wear with khakis!
Not now, Mr. Grouse! All I'm saying is that Vanzilla's done so much for you guys. It's time you started treating her better.
What? We treat her great.
Yes, like a princess.
Well, as Vanzilla's chief mechanic, I've seen otherwise. That's why I wanted to give you and my listeners some pointers about auto care.
So, we're not going out for ice cream?
We'll see if you earn it. Now, let's start with the windshield. As you can see, Vanzilla is covered in...
Ew! What's all that gunk?
Bug splat. You don't see him get this thick unless you've got a real speed demon behind the wheel.
What? Why is everyone looking at me?
Come on, Lori Lou.
Listeners, if you've got a lead foot like Lori in the family, here's a quick way to get your windshield nice and clean. Everyone grab an ice scraper. I found it's the best tool for cleaning off those grimy bug guts. That's right, Lori. Put your back into it.
This is literally gross.
Oops, not anymore. Thanks for the help, Hops, but splitsies next time, all right? Okay, the windshield's looking good. Up next, let's take a peek at the belly of the beast, a.k.a. the undercarriage.
Oh, my back!
Do we have to get this low?
All right, everybody roll under with me. There you go.
Look at all the mud caked on here.
Exactly, Dad. Now, normally I can't get enough of the stuff, but it doesn't belong on Vanzilla. Isn't that right, Mom?
Why are you asking me?
Been doing some off-roading in Hazeltucky again?
Of course not. Maybe I just drove through a puddle.
Then how do you explain all the corn husks stuck in here?
Okay, fine. You caught me. But Lily had just had a diaper blowout, and I had to get back home.
Listeners, if you too have a mom who takes shortcuts through cornfields, you can clean off the undercarriage with a few blasts from a power washer.
You might want to use that on the car seat, too. The diaper could only hold so much.
I'm on it.
Watch my dry cleaning.
Oh, sorry, Pops. Next up, I'd like to direct your attention to Vanzilla's doors and trim. As you can see, they're pretty scratched up.
Okay, you caught me. Gosh, you're good.
Actually, I had no idea who scratched them, but now I do.
I'm sorry, but why are those compact parking spots always so tight?
Because they're for compact cars.
Oh, I thought they were for people with makeup compacts.
It's okay, Lenny. Words can sometimes mean two things. But don't worry, these scratches are easy to get out. Just take a little squirt of toothpaste and buff them right out. Come on, everybody try it.
Wow, I can't believe this toothpaste actually works.
OM gosh, I know, right? Let's see what it does for my under eye circles. Ah, my eye!
Don't worry, I got you, Lenny.
Oh, that's better.
Quick thinking, Lori. But now Lenny made a dent in the van. Hops, you want to take care of that? Listeners, if you don't have a frog friend with a super suction tongue, you can also get a dent out with a plunger. Now, just gotta get the frog spit off the car, and we're good.
Wow, Vanzilla hasn't looked this fine since 1979. It even sounds clean.
Nope, that's me practicing my triangle. Your van's still a heap of junk.
We're working on it, Mr. Grouse.
Well, Lana, now that you've dealt with all the problem drivers in the family, what say we go get that ice cream?
Nice try, Mr. I-can't-change-a-tire.
What? That's That's not true.
Come on, Dad. The last time you got a flat, I had to ride my bike across town to change it for you.
Well,
Do you know how hard it is to pedal while carrying a spare tire?
Good point. I guess it's time I learned how to do it myself.
Okay, listeners, here's how you change a tire. First step, jack up the car. Then, take your tire iron and loosen the lug nuts. Dad, care to take a swing at it?
Gladly.
Now remember, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Thanks, sweetie, but I think I know how this works. It's just a... Why? This blodge!
Honey, let me give it a shot.
Oh, thanks, hon.
Well, you loosened it for me, sweetie.
Once the lug nuts are off, just remove the old tire and grab a new one. Make sure it's inflated to the proper air pressure. Hey, where's my high-power air compressor?
This blow dryer thingy's amazing! It's giving me so much volume!
Give it... Okay, once your air pressure is good, slap that new tire on, tighten the lug nuts, and you're good to go. See? Easy. Oh, what's that, Hops? Our time is almost up. Well, that's okay, because I think our listeners and the drivers in my family have learned a lot today.
So much. So can we get ice cream now?
Of course, you've earned it. In fact, double scoops for everyone. It's on me. You wouldn't believe how much change I found under Vanzilla's seat.
Everyone in. Let's hit that rocky road. Get it? Well, Hops feels me.
I have to admit, I'm impressed, Lana. You really know your stuff.
Yeah, you're such a pro.
Well, when you've been Vanzilla's mechanic as long as I have, you learn a thing or two about how to treat the old girl right.
What's wrong now?
Ew, and what is that smell?
Huh?
Oh, that is rank.
Come on, Hops. Let's take a look.
Is it something we did?
I think this one might be my bad.
What's that stuck to the engine?
Is that an old egg salad sandwich?
Bug salad, actually, with extra crickets for crunch. I must have dropped it during my last maintenance tune-up. I'll take care of that. Even better toasted. Oh, sorry, Hops. I should have gotten splitsies. No, you're right. I should also apologize. Mom, Dad, Lori, Lenny, I'm sorry for being such a hypocrite. Clearly, I'm also guilty of not always treating Vanzilla like family.
Well, you certainly made her smell like family.
Don't worry about it, sweetie. You taught us so much today.
Bring it in, Lons.
Aww.
All right, break it up, Louds. I'm late to triangle practice, and your heap of junk is blocking the road.
Sorry, Mr. Grouse. Listeners, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Lana Loud, reminding you to treat your car right. All right, guys, next up, ice cream. Yes, Hops, you can get sprinkles.